It's time for our weekly chat featuring arts and cultural activities with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald Leader. They begin with a mention of the Lexington Theater Company production of Legally Blonde.
Throw one thing that has really been publicized about this show is that Laura Bell Bundy, the Lexington native who created the role of Elle Woods on Broadway and got a Tony Award nomination for it, has come back home to help co-direct this production of Legally Blonde with Lindy Franklin Smith, who is the artistic director of the Lexington Theater Company. But sort of lesser known is that there are several other folks who were involved in the original Broadway production of Legally Blonde that are in town to also help with the production, either on stage or behind the scenes. For instance, Kevin Parisot, who played Elle's dad on Broadway, is here to play Professor Callahan, who's kind of one of the big villains of the whole story. And then we have choreographers that are in who were part of the original Legally Blonde, and even the dog, Chico. He was Laura Bell Bundy's dog playing Bruiser during the original Broadway run.
How old is he now?
I am not sure, but he looks like he's in good shape. So, if you want to catch this production of Legally Blonde, there are a lot of ties to the original in this show. And if you want dinner before the show, there are a lot of good deals out there this week.
Well, we have something of a rogue restaurant week this week, which is really wonderful for us. What is not wonderful is that there was originally going to be a Lexington restaurant week. That didn't work out. But restaurants around town gathered together and said, we want to put on an event anyway.
That's right. We had Restaurant Week for a few years, and then I think its sponsorship fell through that had originally kind of scuttled this one.
Right. So we are from July 20th through the 29th. Local restaurants are going to be offering specials. It's going to include, usually most places will offer $25 or $26 menus for one or two people, depending on how upscale it is. And it's all kind of restaurants. There's The Catch, there's Dudley's, there's Claw Daddy's, and they have a Facebook page where you can go and get all the details on where you can find the restaurants. So that's great. That gives you a couple of different weekends, too, where you can hit it, including during the week. Also, another Lexington venue is celebrating a very successful first year this weekend.
The Burl, which is down in the Distillery District, kind of across the street from the Pepper Distillery. And, you know, it's kind of cool because if you drive by it, it looks sort of like a roadhouse up on the hill in a way. But had a lot of great artists come through for its first year. And so it is celebrating this weekend with several big shows and a lot of plans for the future. So if you have really enjoyed the Burl or you haven't had a chance to check it out, this weekend would be a really good time to do it.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald Leader and LexGo.com. You can find many listings of arts and cultural activities at the events calendar link at weku.fm.